But before we get to that, Aaron Syme, libertarian, our local libertarian, joins us live in studio. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing well. How are you, Coy?
I'm good. Speaking of Halloween, you have kids at your house. What are we looking at this year as far as costumes?
We've got a debate between a penguin and an elephant with the younger one. No political significance on the elephant. And the older
don't
one,
read too much into that.
Yeah. And the older one is making a costume out of a box, some cardboard boxes. And what exactly it is kind of changes from day to day, but I think it's some type of a train.
But he's making it.
Oh, yeah, he's making it.
That's totally
cool. He's excited about it.
Yeah. Good for him. That's awesome. When I was a kid, I was always like the lazy, just get some cool rubber mask.
Yeah.
You know, but I looked with envy upon the kids who made these intricate, like they'd go as a laundry basket or just some wild, clever, really costume that they obviously made themselves and or their family made with them. And that was very cool. Are they sick at your house? This thing is going around. Everybody seems to be sick.
Yeah, my older son actually had to stay home today with an ear infection kind of thing. So, yeah, they've got some stuff
going
like around.
There's headaches and sinus and eyes, itchy eyes and earaches and cough.
Yeah.
Every other person I see has this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff going around. Personally, I've just got a case of election queasiness myself.
Nice transition there. So what are your thoughts about what's going on, Aaron?
Well, I think, largely my thoughts are it's frankly all pretty depressing to me. There's just not a whole lot encouraging right now in what I see in the major candidates, McCain or Obama. Most of the debate has been about relatively frivolous things, in my opinion, or campaigning styles and stuff, which these things are important, but they're not as important as core debates. And we're really only starting to touch on some of those issues with the whole Joe the Plumber comments in the last couple of weeks. But even those types of things, it's still not really getting to the heart of the matter of what do these two, the leading contenders believe about the role of government in our lives and in our finances. And the fact of the matter is both of them want to increase that government role and support the extreme intrusiveness that we have of the federal government into the economy now.
Where they're both promising everything under the sun, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, they're arguing over who provides bigger tax cuts and which ones are more targeted and who's going to buy your mortgage first and who's going to bail out your favorite big corporation first. And, you know, and these are supposedly people who want to bring change to Washington, but that's a lot of the same things I've been hearing for years. To me, they're just putting even bigger price tags on them.
We're talking with libertarian Aaron Syme. Alan Greenspan testified to Congress recently and said that he had identified a major flaw in his thinking about how the world works. And that's how he described it.
Yeah.
And he basically was saying, I have thought my whole life, my professional career, that if you leave business alone, that its self-interest will serve the general interest.
Right.
And that he said, I was wrong. You do need government to step in. Your reaction to that?
It's very disappointing to hear him say something like that because I think it's completely misattributing the problem and not recognizing some core things about human behavior. I mean, you know, when you talk, people like to throw around the word greed a lot right now, and I think that's it's always a highly charged word during an election, of course, when you're trying to pit one group of people against another for votes. I got an interesting quote from Donald Boudreau, who's an economics professor at George Mason, and he says, saying that greed caused today's problems is like saying that gravity caused the death of someone pushed from the top floor of the Empire State Building. Some things are sufficiently constant in human affairs, and self-interest, even greed, is among them, that they explain nothing. In other words, if you're looking for something that changed from yesterday to today, you have to identify what actually changed, not things that are constant. And self-interest or even greed are constant natures of human behavior. And I'm not condoning greed in any fashion.
But it does.
But I'm saying that's always been there.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. And I think it underscores how poor this whole situation has been described to people by saying, Washington or Wall Street got greedy. Well, no kidding. Isn't that how it's supposed to work? Everybody's right. In there vying for their own special interests, trying to get what they can, and the invisible hand such will make it work out that there'll be this general rise on all parts if everybody is involved in a system where you're doing that. That's how it's supposed to work, isn't it?
That's right, but that's not what we have. You know, I mean, some people are trying to attribute that, you know, say that what's happened in the last couple of months and is a sign of the death of capitalism or the death of libertarianism, and I think that's just wildly inaccurate to say.
You describe it to us.
What is it then
if it's not, because I've heard that as well.
Yeah.
Left and right people saying, well, there goes the libertarian argument, because
right.
clearly there is a place for government. Government comes to rescue Wall Street and the country.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, today the market apparently is up some. It's going up and down. But if you look at the market from the point when they bought out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac until as of yesterday anyways, the market was down 28%, I believe. So can we say that, well, since government's been getting more involved with the economy, the Dow Jones is continuing to go down, therefore this is a clear demonstration that government intervention is a failure? Now, you know, you may agree or disagree with that, but it's the same logic that says, okay, just because some people believe in the free market and now we're having rough times means the free market has failed. That's not a clear cause and effect. And it's the same logic that I could use to say that, well, the government's getting more involved in the economy and it's only getting worse right now. Therefore, government has failed. It's not probably, you know, quite as simple as saying either one of those things. But people who attribute all these problems to the free market, I think, are misunderstanding something about the way politics and economy work in this country. And that's what we don't, in my opinion, we haven't had a free market for a long time. And it's being very clearly displayed through this. I think the more appropriate term is corporatism. We have, you know, a politics that favor large companies over small businesses and newer entrants to the market, that favor regulation, that makes it harder for other people to enter the marketplace and compete. And by doing all of this, you know, all we're doing really is entrenching special interests. You know, you hear somebody, both Obama and McCain, talk about wanting to get rid of special interests and stuff, yet they support all the same, you know, the same income tax system and all of the tax code and all of the lobbyists there who feed off of this, you know, and you're not going to get rid of that until you take that power away from Washington. The more power Washington has over the economy and over our money, the more people are going to seek to buy that power.
We're talking with Aaron Syme. So, Aaron, you're a United States senator. You're in Washington. They come to
hypothetically.
You. Yes, of course.
Let's be clear here.
Well, it's just a matter of time, isn't it? And a few weeks ago, they come to you and they sit you down. And they say, Aaron, it's total a collapse, meltdown in New York. We screwed
right.
up. We need the government to step in. What would you have done? What would you have done? Because I asked Jim Webb the same question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why did you do what you do? And he said, I was convinced that it was a total mayhem and chaos if we didn't do something. We had to do something.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there.
So what does Senator Syme do? Senator Syme?
I think that, first of all, you've got to let bad businesses fail. You know, I mean, people say that the Republican Party is only for big, for big companies. There may be some truth to that because they're certainly trying to prop them up. But of course, so are the Democrats. Libertarians don't believe in bailouts or propping up corporations. If a business makes bad decisions and it causes them to fail in the marketplace, then they should be allowed to fail. And there's no such thing as too big to fail. Because there's always a consumer need. And, you know, consumerism, for better or for worse, is not really going away, even in tougher economic times. So, you know, you will always have that need and someone seek to fulfill it. The first step is you've got to let these big banks fail. And it's not like the economy is going to collapse or fall apart because of that. Because, you know, look at your community banks are doing pretty well because they weren't as heavily involved in this. They weren't subject to some of the same regulations and incentives and stuff that the big banks were that was encouraging them perhaps to make bad loans and make poor decisions and feel like the government was going to socialize that risk for them so they wouldn't be punished.
Now, one of the arguments I've heard is that the more regulated financial institutions actually fared better in this meltdown than the less regulated ones.
Well, that's different than what I've read, but you know, pick your regulation and you could probably find people on either side of it. There's so many regulations out there. It's hard to imagine how somebody could really make heads or tails of it and be completely accurate. But I think the more interesting thing is okay, in the short term, we've got to let some of these banks fail and allow a short-term correction in the market to happen for the sake of having a, you know, longer-term recovery, instead of trying to socialize the risk and essentially prolong the pain, I think, is what we're doing with these bailouts. The longer-term solution is that we've got to have the federal government, Alan Greenspan, you mentioned, it was interesting, in 1967, I've got an article he wrote about called Gold and Economic Freedom, and he talks about the causes of the Great Depression, and in it, he talked about how prior to 1913, when the Federal Reserve was created, we essentially had a gold-backed economy. After that point, the Federal Reserve started printing paper money that wasn't gold-backed, and it encouraged bad loans by banks. And the idea was that occasionally banks would loan more money than they had gold to back up. And so it would create, so they would have to have a pullback credit, you know, sort of like we've seen in the last few weeks, a tightening of credit. And the theory was, well, if we just start printing money and forget so much about gold, then if banks can continue to loan money indefinitely, and this is a quote from Alan Greenspan, it was claimed, there need never be any slumps in business. And so the Federal Reserve System was organized. In addition to gold, credit extended by the Federal Reserve could serve as legal tender. Well, Greenspan went on to say that the excess credit, which the Fed pumped into the economy, spilled over into the stock market, triggering a fantastic speculative boom, which was the 20s. And that this led to too much lending, too much credit, and in turn, the Great Depression. That seems
exactly
awfully similar
today,
to what we are today.
Yeah.
And the problem was they were creating paper money.
Aaron Syme is a libertarian, member of the Libertarian Party. And really quick, we got to get to local news, but I want to give you an opportunity. Folks here in Virginia have the opportunity to vote for Bob Barr for president.
They absolutely
when they
do.
Go into the voting booth 1 week from today. Why should they, Aaron?
He's the only candidate out there who is disagreeing with these bailouts on principle and has from the day that they started, and is not trying to throw your tax dollars around to bailout corporations. And right now, that is the biggest reason, I think, to support him over the other two.
Libertarian Aaron Syme, join us again after the election, will you?
Thank you, I will.
We'll do a recap. A break for local news. We're back with Democratic candidate for U.S. Congress, Tom Perriello. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
Henkel Citizens Insurance announces a new equine farm program. Henkel feels fortunate to be able to offer this program to those